I have a tendency to speak to the mic rather than just...
it's unaccustomed as I am to public speaking.
I wanted to try something different for me. I've been around the spiritual circuit, as you know. I never really tried the one-on-one thing. And anytime I do, even like with a friend, it seems to be impactful. You know, there's a different kind of, you know, energy or quality to one-on-one for me.
Sure.
Yeah. And I guess. I don't know if there's any ideal of how it should be, and that would be a great thing to see as well. Like any condition that's best suited for this rightness, you know, to see, you know, to...
Well, there isn't really. I know. And that's the thing that's important to see, is that there isn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, yeah. I mean, that's really the mark of maturity and all this stuff is getting to be with it in terms of its inherent ambiguity and weirdness. You know, when you're a little more, shall we say, up and coming and naive, there's kind of the notion or the hope that it's going to like sort of be something that you can like, you know, oh yeah, that's it. Well, it's speaking about everyone. I mean, you know, it's all relative. But again, you know, the more mature one gets, the more subtly one becomes with this, the more you get that how weird it is and how completely nonlinear and how it's whatever it is. And even being that, it's exactly itself, which is the weirdness of it, because you can't parse that. It's completely irrational. You can't get a handle on it and make sense of it, but to develop that degree of looseness where you can let it be any old way,
and where you're not even letting it be at that point.
No,
but
it's counterintuitive for the normal human mode and personality because you know we're all so brainwashed that you know you're supposed to have a handle on things, you're supposed to have some idea what's going on or who you are or something, and to just sort of have a mode that is completely beyond that is like it demands letting go of all sort of human normalcy, which is, it's threatening, it's weird, and basically we're just not really, we don't have the background for it because we're so heavily brainwashed and entrenched in all of our, you know, our orienting. But I can see you're doing good.
I could feel what you're saying. You know, I see that. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
I mean, and that might sound antithetical to what you just said, because I'm saying that's what I'm here for.
No, sure.
But I could feel it. I see that. You know?
Well, it is something. It is something. It is specifically the way that it is, but that specific is entirely non-specific. So again, you know, it's just endlessly paradoxical.
Yeah.
You're doing good, I can see it, you know. I mean, when I first met you a few years ago, I had the feeling you were a little more sort of idealistic and trying to see it as, you know, in sort of idealized terms, which is lovely. I mean, it's great.
Yes and no. There's a maturation, I have to admit. But what's being seen here now was always seen. It's just that the propensity for me, even in a public forum, you know, there's a default, it feels like a default mode of, whatever it is, we all have that, you know, something kicks in, the personality, and then a lot of times I'm speaking, and that's what you might have picked up on. It's not indicative, it's just a mixed bag, you know, it's not, what you might be presented at one time isn't necessarily indicative of the whole experience here. But in that setting, you know, you can only pick up on what you see, so I don't blame you, you know, for seeing that. But there has been, if I could put it that way, like the space that seen clearly seems to come in waves. It seems to move through in waves as a clarity. And then it feels like it's not, but feeling like it's not is just part of the whole thing. I get that.
Yeah.
You know? But that hasn't really changed. But there feels like a more visceral, I don't know if that's the right word. I guess it's more, the pendulum is more toward the feeling the actuality of this rather than the idea, you know, the ideal.
I can see that. Yeah. I mean, I see it in your whole energy. You've got a nice kind of comfort about you now.
and trust me, and that's what I was going to say, that's one of the differences too, but this is a misnomer too, in a way. I get this. And I don't want to get into the head about everything. That's the thing. It's for me, one of the changes now for me is, it's more about just tuning in. Yeah. Than you know, getting it here or anything like that. And I always knew better than that, even when I might have come across as that way. I mean, in my own heart, it was very actual and experiential.
Well, sure,
but there's a propensity in me, maybe when I speak, you know, it comes across, maybe there's a contraction around me speaking, comes across as an ideal or trying to figure something out, and that's not, you know, that's not essentially, you know. But, you know, as much as I could feel that, I don't fight with it or resist it, there's the other side, there's the identity, there's the contraction, it's kind of intense, you know, there's emotions attached to it.
Sure.
And I could explain it all day, but the what I'm up to is just tuning in, but I'm not foolish enough to think it's going to be a state that's going to, you know, just, I'm going to land on this enlightenment state or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, and I, for interest's sake, I could share, you know, it kind of gives perspective, right? But ultimately, it's just about tuning in.
No, it totally is.
So what I was just going to share for what it's worth, but, you know, when I have conversations with friends and when it drops, sort of, you know, when something opens up and I feel, holy crap, I'm just a spaciousness, so to speak, you know, we always say, wow, we really took the long road through conversation to finally get to just being and looking and seeing this. So I'm sort of qualifying, that was a long qualification of what I'm going to share, but I'm kind of like, you know, I'm not in question mode. You know, you spoke, when I saw you, you spoke, you know, there's different, and I'm not trying to even be, to label myself as being anywhere necessarily by saying this, all right? I'm not in, for whatever it's worth, I'm not in a question, I don't have any questions really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's curiosities, of course, like, oh, how is he expressing it? How does that fit in and relate? You know, so there's two reasons why I used to be a big mouth, and I used to talk a lot.
But you're a New Yorker.
Well,
I get it.
You should know intimately. Yeah. And that's a maturation, of course. That's